What's going on, you mantastic monks? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair!
Toxic male, fat punisher, welcome to the show. And we got another story for you today from a fan of the show, and this is his RP story.
And before we get into this, if you have a red pill story, a slingback story, or a train wreck after the fact story, please send them in.
Yeah.
And we will cover them either during the show, or if they're good stories, they'll get their own video. Mm-hmm.
If you are sick and tired of Hollywood's brainwashing in disguise, and the insanity is just too much, we've got the answer for you. And it's completely free on Tubi. Not So Sane Entertainment presents their greatest hits, complete with cyberpunk conspiracies, hilarious hotties, lady lawmen, zombie babies, and cameos by some familiar faces.
You want to give them the right to vote?
It's a right provided to them by the queen.
F*** her, she's a whore.
So begin your odyssey away from the dreck of Hollyweird and enjoy some good old-fashioned entertainment for a change. Links are in the meat gazer box. I was a confirmed bachelor and monk until 29. Met a girl through an extremely early social media platform, those old chat rooms. We're thinking like AOL.
Or Yahoo.
Yeah. Back when signing onto the internet sounded like screaming robots. No, it didn't, Grandpa. You just go ahead. We're going to put you down. It's your brand buff in here. Mr. Biden. You just go to sleep. She was a decent girl that flipped the switch. It didn't end well with her. She had her eyes on the prize and pushed for marriage immediately.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a woman who's smell that? Smells like the wall.
Yeah.
And it's steaming for your face at breakneck speed.
My lord.
I spent most of my 20s in gentlemen clubs studying the enemy.
In the military, they call that blow your paycheck.
I have no money.
Yeah, and when I used to do travel vouchers for soldiers, that happened at least six to eight times a year. I'd call a guy like, hey, you can't write off this $37 at the Shake It Club.
Well, why not?
Why not? Because it's a goddamn Shake It Club!
Well, no, it was a steakhouse.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Tits R Us is a steakhouse.
Yeah, it's got not going to especially when, you know, you look at the receipt and it's like, you know, Shake It Club for us or something.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like, it's not, no.
I mean, if you go to a Shake It Club called Rump Roasters, you might be able to say that it's like, you know, a barbecue joint in Alabama.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
You're going to be justifying why you're eating at the Shake It Club to the, you know, full bird colonel.
Well, Pop, their breakfast buffet is fantastic.
Yeah, it's not going to fly. No, no.
Yeah, that's not cream in your coffee. So after hundreds of dances and crawling up inside the effinist mindset, I thought I had mapped the female psyche fairly well. Most of the women inside don't have the mental energy to raise their defenses so you can peer behind the curtain.
That's a big mistake. You can love women and you can understand women, but you can't do both.
How dare you!
I got the itch for a family, so my now ex-wife had known me for 5 years through gaming and by all reports, hated me.
Okay.
She started to see me as an easy mark, and so began the love bomb process.
Yeah.
She drove 5 states to see me over a weekend, and I was hooked. Yeah, I've been there. The woman who will fly or drive to come and see you just so you can get a crack at that ass, it makes you feel like the only man in the world. That's exactly how they want you to feel.
Or when they're super attentive.
Yep.
And you can do no wrong. You're the greatest. You're Genghis fucking Khan.
Love bombing. We did a whole video on it called Manipulation, how they love bomb you, front load all the sex. They cook for you. They clean for you. They make you think that there is no possible better fit for you in the world. And then one day that behavior stops. And why? It's so that you will adjust your behavior to try and earn it back.
Yeah.
You have given away all the power in the relationship as soon as you don't call them out on that BS.
Correct. They're literally sizing you up for the slave yoke.
Hey, how you doing? All I gotta do is say I do 3 times, right? And I can take this thing off? No!
Sucker.
So began the back and forth bipolar hot cold behavior. What was I just saying?
Yep.
There you go. 6 months later, I moved up to Michigan from Nebraska.
She had a union job and was well compensated. I moved into an apartment with her became a house husband for a few months while looking for work.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, so many mistakes there in a short period of time.
Well, number one, in my opinion, if she already had the apartment and you move in, that's a big mistake.
Yep. Because it'll never be your apartment.
Yeah, if you go there and you both mutually move into a new place, that's more acceptable.
It's a little more even footing. It's not perfect, but it's better than this.
But, I mean, anyone who's rational knows when you move from one location to another location, it's going to take some time to get established.
But we eventually got married, and then came my son, a mortgage, and the cherry on the shit sundae, the crazy mother-in-law.
Oh, my God. That always fucks everything. Look, he didn't recon the mother.
No, obviously not.
He didn't recon the mother, bro.
Unless the mother is just like this.
Yeah.
Somebody who will love bomb, you know, make you think that it's totally cool. This is the family you want to be a part of. And then, boom.
Listen, if you have one of these, right, when you're dating this girl, you simply go into her bathroom, open the medicine cabinet, take pictures of any medicine you see, get the labels, go home. Then on Google or the internet, look up those medications. If they're antivirals, she's probably got the herpi. Or if it's any type of head med, she got the crazy.
The crazy.
You don't need the crazy or the herpi in your life.
Gonorrhea. No.
We should do a comedy skit on that.
Yeah, we really should. That's just messed up right there.
Listen, but gentlemen.
It's messed up that is necessary.
It is.
That's what's messed up about it.
But the thing is one-third of the liberal women under 30 are...
No, it's more than that. It's 57% of liberal women under 30 are on head meds.
Listen, you would have a better chance putting your head into the guillotine and waiting patiently than to mess with a woman on head meds, because it's just a matter of time before the bullseye and the crosshairs are on you.
As soon as the boy was born, the mother-in-law inserted herself into our lives, beginning the downward spiral.
Yep.
Just like crap spiraling down the toilet, serving as a nanny of sorts. I had finally gotten a decent job making enough to pull us out of the hole, but as these things go, it only made it worse. Yeah, well, especially if you have somebody, an entitled individual, who comes into your life and offers their services and good graces and is a nanny for you, they are going to hold that shit over your head for the rest of your natural born life. Well, I didn't have to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have to come along during the hardest period in any marriage ever on the planet, the time when most couples get divorced because they're stupid and they think the newborn period is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't have to come along and do that. You owe me. Welcome to hell.
That's narcissistic behavior right there.
Yes, it is. And these crazy mother-in-laws do it all the time because they want to live vicariously through their daughters and relive their youth, relive being a young mom again, all this other crap. And they want to be able to hold something over the head of a man, something that they haven't been able to do forever since they took up residence in...
Stop! Don't touch me there!
I love it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Never gets old.
Wow.
Together, we made about $4,400 plus a month take home, and she made sure to not have anything left over. During her depression stage, she would see all the mistakes, but during manic phases, no one mattered. It got so bad, I would wake up at 2 a.m. on payday to pay bills so we wouldn't get notices in the mail, and the money was gone in the morning.
Whoa.
Ain't that a bitch?
That's, that wheel of power and control where women decided to incorporate finances so that they could claim that their husbands were committing financial abuse. That goes both ways.
Yeah, the Duluth model is what you're talking about. No, it doesn't go both ways. It's only for women.
Yeah, but in reality, it does go both ways.
Yeah, listen, and that was very common in the military. I can't tell you how many times I saw soldiers get divorced because their stay-at-home wives literally were spending them into the breadline.
what the hell are they spending all this money on?
There's usually nothing to see for it.
It all came to a head when I used my Squirrel the Way money to pay off and cancel our credit cards.
Got to do that, man.
That is a good long game strategy. Then I went and bought a truck for the family for safety and long trips. It completely broke her brain. A few months later, she moved out of the house, and I began fighting like hell for my boy.
Wow.
So basically, he recognized a high liability.
Uh-huh.
He stepped in, curbed her ability to destroy their finances and retirement.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And her response was, I'm not happy. I'm out.
That's right.
I'm going to make your life a living hell, and I still get half. And you don't get to tap it anymore.
And you know what? If he would have followed my advice, and as soon as you found out she was bipolar, just cut her away, none of this would have happened.
No. In the decree, I split the debt, and family time is 50-50. I kept the house, and she was responsible for hers. I'm responsible for mine. She was dumb enough to not show up at divorce court.
Oh, no.
That might be one of the best things that will happen to you.
Yes.
I was not vengeful, as she made more money, and I could have hit her for child support, but I didn't. Well, if you're still living in Michigan, the chances of you successfully hitting up a woman for child support...
Very slim. Very slim.
Yeah. During the six-month period, you are forced to wait. I did try and reconcile so that my son could have a two-parent household, but failed.
Shocker.
Well, once they draw that red line through your name...
You're done. I tried to do the same thing. And...
Yep. Even if it means... spending your dignity instead of your money. A lot of men will try and do this for the sake of the kids because they know that once the kids are with the mom and you're only seeing them 4 days a month,
it's
only a matter of time before those children hate your guts and they will not listen to your side of the story.
Correct.
Fuck that bitch. Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Once I found out the forest of cocks had arrived in, you know, my marriage, there's no saving it then.
No.
I literally went, I'm like, okay, this is a done deal. Cut the rope and hopefully you don't get crushed on the reef.
Jump out of the aircraft on your reserve and pray that you don't go flying into the trees, because
that could be bad.
There are things worse than prostate checks.
Yeah.
The God! Suspended there with a branch up your ass. This is bad, right? This is bad.
Whole bunch of stitches all over in that area, and from what he told us, they were a few in his anus.
Oh. Ah!
Wow.
Nothing makes you hungry for life like stitches in the ass.
Get away from my ass.
I fell into a deep, dark place for a few months. I managed to pull myself out with the help of shrinks. He must have found some shrinks who were actually halfway decent and didn't try to blame you for it.
Yeah.
I restarted with a house, job, and as much time as I could with my son. Enter the new girl. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
This ought to be good.
It drove my ex up the wall, knowing I had officially hit fuck it and move on mode.
It's very common.
Once that happens, they know that they've lost their hold over you, which makes them angrier, and then they try to come after you legally because they deserve more money to maintain the lifestyle they've become accustomed to.
Well, it's very common for a guy to get a new wife or girlfriend and all of a sudden get dragged back into child support court.
Yeah. Everything was just fine. It was all good when she was the one out tagging a new piece of strange every weekend. As soon as it's you, back in court, I need more money.
That's very childish.
I could feel the anger pouring off of her. She rushed to get remarried as fast as possible to beat me to the punch.
Oh, yeah, here we go. That is going to be a healthy marriage right there.
Yeah, I see this going in a very positive direction for all parties. As in an HIV positive direction for all parties.
Damn.
Not soon after that, my son began calling my wife mom and his actual mom other mom.
No! Oh!
I mean, it's common, especially when the kids are young. That does happen.
Yep. Now, she is just her name, not even other mom anymore.
Oh, wow. All right.
How bad do you got to screw up? Seriously. Wow.
Yeah. Ooh.
Because kids are extremely empathic. They are much smarter than people love to give them credit for. You don't talk down to kids, all right? They're little people. Your job is to teach them, not make them feel like shit for being their age.
Yep.
They understand a lot more than people let on, which is why, especially during those years when they're like an information sponge, they're so susceptible.
Yeah.
That's why parenting, especially a two-parent home, is so damn important, because you have to balance out that susceptibility to information with logic and questioning.
Yes. And, you know, having a male figure in the house does impose a level of discipline.
Yes. And that's exactly what children today are lacking, because a good chunk of them have been raised in single-mother homes.
Jail.
My ex's second marriage died a fiery death like her first. The second husband was naturally upset and quite vengeful.
Ooh.
She had forgotten to log out of Facebook before she left.
Oh, here we go.
His screenshots offered proof. Drugs, wow. Wife swapping, nasty shit.
Oh, wow.
So she was getting a wife swapped, but he wasn't getting the benefit of the other wife.
Nice.
Maybe for the drugs.
Maybe.
Meth and dicks.
Who knows? These things happen.
Could be the title of virtually every modern woman's memoir.
Meth and dicks.
Meth and dicks, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Cock. Somebody's going to have to Photoshop that book cover.
This one is this story is taking a really good turn.
Yes, it is. From what I saw, I ran to a lawyer and quickly dragged her in front of a judge. Oh, so now she's got to deal with two ex-husbands.
Nice.
Thanks to this. Oh, because of her stupidity.
I hope she loses those kids because of the drugs.
Damn right.
Ultimately, I lost that battle, despite well-documented evidence of child abuse by her newest boy toy and enough cocaine to make Tony Montana blush.
Whoa.
It just goes to show you that friend of the court is actually a friend of the CUNT.
Yeah, they're not your friend. And he should have took those pictures to the FBI.
Yeah. If there's documented evidence of abuse and drug addiction, there is no reason on God's green earth why she should have any parental rights left.
Yeah, and that dude who did the abuse would run into a hard... He'd have a very difficult day. Mm-hmm. And it'd probably require a stay in a hospital. But these things happen.
Because as we all know, when single mamas get into a new relationship, the likelihood of child abuse spikes by 40 times.
That's like a 4,000% increase.
But we're not allowed to talk about that because we might actually hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, the fifis are more important than rights and not being abused.
Yeah. Like I said, we used to all agree that children were the line that we would never cross.
Yep.
Democrats took that line
and snorted it.
However, out of the ashes, the judge did order her third hopeful husband never to be allowed with my son alone, and she stole her mother's home to appear better to the court. Now, that sounds like an interesting story.
Yeah, it does.
Soon after the court case was over, she sold the house out from under her mom, forcing her to live in a trailer park. Wow, the betrayal is just flying in every direction.
Wow. Okay, that is messed up.
This is weapons-grade narcissism of the highest caliber. This is 55 caliber narcissism, and she's laying waste to everyone around her.
Holy shit.
Since that day, she has abandoned my son in every way that matters. It's probably better for him. I have de facto full custody now. She shows up once every few months for a few hours or overnight. She's been without a job or a place to call home since. She will use any excuse to get out of parenting time.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's a nurse.
Go for child support. And when she can't pay it, have her ass thrown in jail. They have no problem doing it to men. It's about time we turn around and do it to them.
Yeah. If she is in violation of a court order,
yes,
which she clearly is because she's supposed to have, some semblance of custody of her son, and she's just leaving him with you without contact, without requests, without child support.
Or compensating you.
Yeah, you have a case now.
Yes, and if she winds up with a bunch of child support and they don't do anything, file a federal lawsuit for sexual discrimination. Yeah, I'm telling you, as soon as they get served that she's going to be in jail.
Well, at least then she'll get three hots and a cot.
Yeah, she's not going to starve.
No. I mean, she won't be happy, but when has she ever been?
Yeah.
When you live your life as a narcissist only out for yourself, you remove any and all possibility of a fulfilling relationship that can teach you more about who you are and help you be better.
Correct.
And this is how you end up. One-way ticket.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
One-way ticket, express, no returns.
Yeah, he ain't coming back.
End of the line, baby. End of the line.
And this is a very similar ending. I know all kinds of liberal bitches, or stories about a whole bunch of liberal bitches who were horrible to their ex-husbands, boyfriends, whatever. And then 10 or 15 years down the road, they literally are just
wrecked.
You know, Walmart ghetto rats.
People of Walmart.com. Find your ex-wife on our site today. The whole point of the story is fight for your kids. Administrative violence can work. The court and your ex are expecting you to run. No matter the cost, your kids are worth it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm one of the exceptions that proves the rule. Also, I'm one of the less than 5% that has their kid full time. But I know one thing, fight for every inch. This was sent in by Gendai351.
Boom. Thank you so much for that.
Dude, that was great.
I don't know. I would go after her for child support. I wouldn't tolerate that.
The more men who are willing to fight and go after women for child support, sooner or later, the court's going to be like, well, we got all these monks now who are refusing to have kids. We can't rely on this source of revenue forever. who would have thought? Equality.
Yeah.
It's coming for you.
Well, and also, if enough men decide and they actually pack up in their counties and start actually doing freedom of information requests against the judges, looking at the judges' contribution lists, and then scrubbing all of the cases the judge has seen, you find one impropriety. Wow, you can start hammering these judges, and you will have all of the names of all the people who lost in the court with that judge. They can all do formal complaints with the state against the judge. Yep. And most of them won't go anywhere, but if you save all those complaints, a judge has to get reelected. You just hand that over to the judge that's trying to replace him. You're basically handing him an arsenal to destroy this other judge, and then you let that judge know. We're doing this to him, but we can easily fucking do it to you, too.
Yeah. So do yourself a favor and play fair instead of playing favorites.
Yeah.
Because we all know what ordinarily happens in family court. This guy is one of the exceptions, is never about the best interests of the child. Because if it was, that child would routinely be placed 85%+ of the time with the parent that can afford to raise that child on their own.
Correct.
Instead of placing them with a financially and emotionally crippled parent with a revenge vendetta.
Mm-hmm. But they do that because they want the title for D money.
They want the money.
For their, you know, staff to collect this child support.
Yeah. Yeah, Social Security is totally going to be there for you when you turn 65, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. It's totally not being milked dry by a completely corrupt system that banks off of stealing and ruining the lives of children.
And men.
You can't
make this shit up.
Nope. And all this because a loser who used to hawk his pants and mooch off of his buddy Engels somehow gained some form of influence in the American education system. Thank you, Frankfurt School.
Wow.
Suck my taint.
I'd rather not.
But thank you very much, Gendai351, for the email. We want your stories, dudes. I'm going to ask again because these stories can help that ticker, that 510 lives, keep going up.
Yep. Because you're not the only ones out there experiencing this, and the isolation you feel actually magnifies the depression.
One of the worst mistakes you can make is thinking that your pain, your scenario, is unique. Because 99 times out of 100, it's not.
It's not.
There are dudes out there who have gone through the exact same thing, and they've come through on the other side of the dark tunnel victorious. You can be one of those guys.
Yes, you can.
So don't assign a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and then you, one day, can be number 5'11".
Let's hope so.
And I'm not talking about the notches on your ex's belt. Although that's probably fun, too. Well, yeah. It was fun for the first 78.
Yeah.
Now it's just
sad.